Washington asked Pakistan today about the possible extradition of suspects in the murder of American journalist Daniel Pearl. The Wall Street Journal reporter was kidnapped in Karachi last month while researching links between the Al-Qaeda terrorist network and the so-called shoe bomber Richard Reid. Pearl's murder was confirmed last week after American diplomats in Pakistan received a videotape showing his execution. NPR's Ivan Watson is in the Pakistani capital, Islamabad. Ivan, what can you tell us about this extradition request, which the U.S. has been talking to Pakistan about?
Well, Jackie, the American ambassador to Pakistan, Wendy Chamberlain, met with Pakistan's head of state today, Pervez Musharraf, and she raised the issue of the possible extradition of this chief suspect in the kidnapping and murder of Daniel Pearl. That's Ahmed Saeed Sheikh. He's been in police custody here in Pakistan for several weeks now.
He's been a prominent suspect for some time. Can you tell us a bit more about Ahmed Saeed Sheikh?
Well, it's not the first time that Washington's asked for his handover. He was convicted in 1994 in India of the hostage-taking of four Westerners, including an American, and he served a prison sentence then. He was released in 1999 after hijackers took a plane, an Indian plane, hostage and flew it to Afghanistan. He was released to Pakistan at that point. An important thing to note is that the Americans asked about Saeed's handover in as early as November, and that the ambassador, Wendy Chamberlain, is said to have gone back to Islamabad and requested again for Saeed's handover just days before Pearl was taken hostage.
So I gather there are possible complications regarding the extradition request.
Yes, first of all, it's not technically legal for either of the two countries to extradite suspected criminals back and forth. There is no extradition treaty between the United States and Pakistan. This hasn't stopped the two countries from exchanging suspected criminals in the past. They've used a technicality, an old law from before Pakistan became an independent country when it was a British colony, to exchange suspected criminals. The second issue here is that Saeed is already within the Pakistani justice system, and it could be perceived, if he's handed over now to the Americans, that Washington just doesn't have any faith in Pakistan's judicial system.
Ivan, I understand that Daniel Pearl's wife, Marianne, spoke to the press today. What did she say?
She mentioned that this was a vast international and dangerous network, and she called on governments around the world to work together to fight against terrorism. And she made an appeal to people around the world saying nobody is immune from terrorism. She also commended Pakistan. She said she was amazed that a country with so few resources could put so much effort into both searching for the criminals in this case and into making her feel secure. And finally, on the issue of her husband, she said, quote, "I know Danny has not been defeated. His spirit, his faith, and his conviction have not been defeated."
Ivan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jackie.
NPR's Ivan Watson speaking to us from Islamabad.